This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future, the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
As a Beatle, we made it, and there was nothing to do. We had money, we had fame, and there was no joy.
The media told me every day, and it's telling you every day what it is to be successful. So you've got MTV Cribs, you've got billionaires in front of your face, you have these extrinsic, external goals that will say, oh, Tom Shadyac has arrived. He has the right house, the right car, he flies privately. And when I got there, it was empty.
I was successful in the music business, I was successful in modeling, in television, in real estate. So I made all this money and I had all this success. And here I was going, okay, I still don't feel any different.
We are told that if we're beautiful, if we're skinny, if we're successful, famous, if we fit in, if everyone loves us, that we'll be happy. But that's not entirely true.
I don't like wasting my time spending days just shaking people's hands and smiling, taking selfies. It feels shallow to my existence. I have a lot more to offer than my image. I don't like being used to make people money. I feel sad when I'm overworked and that I just become a money-making machine and that my passion and my creativity take a back seat. That makes me unhappy.
If you are looking for fame to define you, then you will never be happy and you will always be searching for happiness and you will never find it in fame.
I was surrounded by all this wealth and all this fame and all this power, and yet they were all miserable and I had never been more miserable.
You know, I thought that all would be helped and healed and soothed by fame.
Because when I get famous, yes.
Then I will be less lonely, and yes. I will be understood, and I will be loved, and that love will go in and heal any of the broken parts. And then I came to see that it was actually quite isolating.
I believe that happiness means something different to every single person. And so here's a quick exercise I would love you guys to do. Since you're already sitting, since it's already quiet, I should hope, sit with yourself, get very still, and ask yourself questions. Ask yourself deeply, what do I genuinely care about? What genuinely makes my heart smile? What genuinely do I love doing? Where do I genuinely love going? And who do I genuinely love being around? And I think when you ask these questions, you're gonna find out that it's only one or two things, one or two people, and you're gonna realize that everything else is just extra. And I feel like for me, at the place I'm at in my life, happiness to me is simplicity. What I've genuinely been enjoying these last couple of months, because everyone's on lockdown and it's been like a week or so, but for me it's literally been the whole year. The whole year I've decided over myself just to rest. And it doesn't mean not do anything, it doesn't mean not get anything done, but to operate from a place of rest. I know when we enter 2020, a lot of people were claiming it was my year, and you're only claiming it was my year because it's 2020. If it was 2021 or 2023, a lot of people wouldn't have had this excitement. I remember last year everybody was talking about 2020 just feels so different. Hello, surprise, 2020. Definitely different. But for me, I think out of all years, this is the calmest I've actually been. And the reason for that is because I've literally been enjoying the simple things in life. Good family, my partner, a small number of friends, not posting every 5 seconds. Guys, I want you guys to sit with yourself and genuinely ask yourself these questions. What genuinely makes me happy? Not the things that you've been pretending for so long that make you happy. Now you've actually convinced yourself this is what makes me happy. No, what genuinely makes you happy? Like, what genuinely puts a smile on your face when you think about it? Who is that somebody? What is that place? That is your happiness. I feel like a lot of us have convinced ourselves that these things that I'm about to mention are what is going to make us happy. It may be thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers on social media. You may have convinced yourself that if I get to that milestone, I'll be happy. And the wake up call to you and let you know that that doesn't equal happiness at all. Far from it. A lot of people right now are depressed, and guess what? They have thousands of followers. It can't just be that. Some of you may be saying, when I get married or when I meet the one, I'll be happy. And I want you guys to know that being with someone does not cure the loneliness that is within your heart. Go and sit with any divorced person and they'll tell you that the key to happiness is not somebody else. People feel like being in a relationship will magically fix your insecurities, and I tell you, it won't. That's nobody's responsibility but yours. It's your responsibility. Or some of you may be feeling like, okay, if I get a higher paying job, then I'll be happy. Wrong. Like, just because you make a lot of money does not mean you have a lot of money. I think once I realized this, once I was started to speak to some people that had six-figure jobs and I got more savings than them. You earn more money than me, but I've got more money than you. It's not how much money you make, but how much money you save. Not how much money you make, but how much money you invest. You can have a high-paying job, but at the end of the month, why is there more month left after your paycheck? Someone could be at a lower salary and yet at the end of the month have more money than someone that's earning double. I realized it wasn't about accumulating assets, but learning how to save, learning how to invest, and learning self-control. And not only that, the people that actually have six figures in their account, they can't tell you that they're happy either. Because the more money you have is the more money you want. You're constantly striving for more, 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 more. And I feel like we live in a world where it's just never enough. It's never enough. What we have is never enough. Even though we're like one of the most prosperous people on the planet. Did you know you're part of the 5% with a roof over their heads? Some money in their account, a family, car to drive, education, health care. Guys, when you really start to put life into perspective, you start to appreciate the very life that you live. And someone asked me on Instagram Live last week, and it was how to be confident in myself. And my answer was, I only get one shot at this. This body that you see here, this is the only one I'm gonna get. This face you see here is the only one I'm gonna get. This mind right here is the only one I'm gonna get. This heart right here is the only one I'm gonna get. So the only thing that I can do is work on improving what I already have, not wishing to be anybody else, but improving on the person I already am. I am enough and I love myself. I love who I am and I love who I'm becoming. And when you get that attitude, you'll be able to be content. But not only will you be able to be content, you'll be able to be happy, truly happy. How many truly happy people have you genuinely met? I want you to ask yourself that. And if you can't think of none, you're probably in the same boat as the rest of us. But those of you that can think of the happiest people that you know, you will realize that what makes them happy is not abundance. What makes them happy is the simplicity. And I feel like when you really get down to the nitty-gritty and you simplify your life, you will realize that the three things I'm about to mention are the things that are connected to your happiness, your true, authentic happiness, not the outside world, but the inside world. So I'm gonna list for you three things that everybody needs to be happy, truly happy. Oh. Number one, connection. Number two, significance. And number three, safety. See, the problem is, and the reason why we live in a world where there seem to be people that have everything you could possibly want, yet they're some of the most miserable people on this planet. And it's partly to do with this reason, and it's this term that we've coined: money cannot buy happiness. See, I like this statement, but it's both true and false. And the reason why it's false is because it makes money the negative thing. It suggests that the two are mutually exclusive, as in money and happiness cannot go hand in hand. And I'm here to tell you it can, because there are people living on this earth now who do have money and are very happy. And the reason why that is because they're not only rich in material, they're rich in the things I'm about to tell you now. All right, so let me tell you about the rich that I'm trying to be, okay? Rich people that are genuinely happy are rich in connection. Now, the first connection that truly rich people in this life are connected to is their connection to God, the creator of the universe. There is no you without him. If you do not have that vertical relationship, everything else is going to be out of balance. Truly rich people cultivate their relationship with God, not only knowing that God loves them, but also loving God too. Your deepest connection in this earth is your connection to your creator, to God, to the one who purchased your soul, to the one who gave his life for yours. Secondly, truly rich people are rich in connection to family. They are rich in this area. They are not bankrupt in this area. They don't have a bunch of unforgiveness in their heart and their soul towards their family. They're not trying to gain success to get back at their family or prove to their family, look, I made it without you. They don't have a bunch of resentment in their heart. Their connection to family is solid. And I'm not saying that you have to have a perfect relationship with your family. And I'm not saying that people in your family always treat you the way you're supposed to be treated. But your responsibility is the way you respond to that. You can still remain pure-hearted even if someone doesn't have a pure heart towards you. It is possible to remain pure-hearted even when others are not. Other people's actions shouldn't determine your character. If that was the case, you'll be up and down, up and down, up and down. The reason why a lot of people can't be happy is because their happiness is tied to things that are changing, that are inconsistent. You cannot tie your happiness to people. You can't even tie it to family. You really can only tie your happiness to the person that is unchanging, that is God. However, having rich connections in families, not having resentment, knowing you can go to someone in your family that genuinely loves you, whether that be your mother, your father, your aunties, your cousins, your sisters, your siblings, rich connection in family is so important. But there's a lot of people that are chasing fame outside because they don't have it here. They don't have it where it genuinely matters, in their home. Thirdly, they are rich in connection to their friends. I think the world underestimates true friendship. Not yes men, not oh bow down and kiss your butt friends that will genuinely hold you accountable, your friends that genuinely will have your back. And I know this is probably not a common thing, but a friend that can tell you the truth. You are not always right. I feel like you need both positive and negative. And it's not as in someone telling the truth about you, they're being negative. We as humans, we as people, we need correction. We need a friend to tell us when we're wrong, because a friend that will tell us when we're wrong is a friend that wants to see us grow. Friends that will tell us the truth are genuinely friends that want to see us grow. I think a lot of us underestimate the power, the saving power of good friendships. And the problem with a lot of us, and this is something that I've had to come to realize as well, a lot of us are chasing quantity over quality. If you had one good friend that had your back, that wasn't afraid to tell you like it is, you'd be so blessed. You'd be rich in connection in this area of your life. People in rich friendships invest in those friendships. They do not happen overnight. And just because you've known someone for a long amount of time does not mean they owe you loyalty. Loyalty is for friends, for ride or dies, homies. And you can only get that if you invest that back in. How are you asking for loyalty when you're not loyal? Make it make sense. Point number two, happy people are rich in significance. Their lives matter. Their lives make a difference to others. Others' lives will be completely different if it wasn't for them. How many of us can say that we have people in our lives who will say, if it wasn't for you, my my life will be in shambles, my life will be completely different. If you cannot say that, if you cannot name one person, I have to say that you're not making a difference. And some of the reasons why we're not making a difference is because we're living our lives for us. Numero uno, dog eat dog, every man for themselves. You're not going to be happy like that, because no man is an island. We do not exist for ourselves, by ourselves. We exist to be in community. And one thing a lot of us are lacking in the 21st century is community. Even the way our houses are set up, back in the day our communities were small. Even back in the motherland, our communities, that's why they could say that it takes a village to raise a child, because it wasn't just you in your brick house attached to someone else in their brick house. There was community. You could leave your doors unlocked at night knowing that your neighbors have got your back. You can go over to your neighbors for dinner. We are missing this, guys. We are missing this. And I really do hope and pray that, I know we're supposed to be self-isolating, but we really start to think about the importance of people. Some people are going mad in their house because it's just them. We were made for connection. We were made for others. And so we have to live lives of significance that actually make a difference to other people. People who are rich in significance are good to people, and they're good for people. They do not live their lives solely for themselves. Whether it's the businessman, he actually created his business so he could serve 50 families. Even your local shop. Do you know what, yeah? I went to go and get my nails done earlier today, and my nail shop lady, we was obviously talking about everything that's happening now, and it was the first time I actually realized that me coming to her and actually paying, because especially like us influencers, part of our job is to get things for free, and we can get kind of entitled to other people's work or their labor. But as I sat there and I got my nails done and I talked to her, and she spoke to me about the business being slow, people are not coming to get their nails done, how she's going to live and stuff like that, it actually made me realize that, yo, people don't create businesses to say that they have a business so they can put up on Instagram and be like, look at me balling. Their businesses are actually serving their customers, but also their business helps to put food on their children's table. Even like other initiatives, helping single mothers, helping the elderly, helping people that are less fortunate in our communities. These people are rich in significance. They're not rich for rich sake. And I think the worst tragedy nowadays is a lot of people want to be rich just to say they're rich. They want to be a millionaire to say they're a millionaire. They want to be a billionaire to say they're a billionaire. I guarantee you, people that are genuinely billionaires did not set out to become billionaires, but they became billionaires as a result of the service that they provided for multiple people. We have computers thanks to Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. What are you doing that is helping other people other than yourself? Even when we think about goals and I want to achieve this and I want to do this, why? What is your why? If your why stops at you, it's not big enough. When your focus is solely on yourself, you will always be poor. Let me remind you, remember Brini said this, when your focus is on yourself, you're always going to be poor, not only materially but emotionally. When you're only thinking about I, when it's all about self-preservation, you're going to be robbed, and you're going to be robbing yourself. So the rich, truly rich people in this world, focus on being the change they want to see. Being the change, not talking about it, being the change they want to see. Thirdly and finally, truly rich people are rich in security. Now, what does security look like? Security looks like having a roof over your head, food in the fridge, more than enough money, and money for a rainy day. Money to pay your bills, money to pay other people, freedom to travel, good health. Health is wealth. Any sick person will tell you health is wealth. That's a type of safety that makes a lot of people happy. Physical and mental health, job security, and entrepreneur's mindset. Because if you have an entrepreneur's mindset but you don't have job security, even if you were to be laid off, you'll know there's always going to be a way for you to make money. Sometimes I just think that there's ideas bursting out of my seams because I just have an entrepreneur's mindset. I will never be broke in my life. My mindset is genuinely how to give more. And this category and the absence of it is what makes poor people, like materially poor people, genuinely very unhappy. But the good news is, if you are rich in the first two areas that I mentioned, connection and significance, those two will take care of the last three, which is safety, security. Security is a byproduct of your connections. We've all heard the term, your network is your net worth. If you genuinely have good relationships with your friends, your family? Can you ever truly be homeless? Will you ever truly go without? If you are truly connected to your creator, to your God, can you truly have an unstable mindset? Security is also a byproduct of significance. When your focus is on how to give more, to do more, to be more, your life is genuinely going to be secure. People who feed others will always be fed. It's the law of the universe. What you put out is what you get back. You may not be in the same way that you put out, but you're definitely gonna get it back. You'll never lack for anything when you're being a person of significance. Selfish people, and I want to hammer this point home, selfish people rarely prosper. And even if they have, they'll never have enough. What you sow is what you reap. It's all coming around full circle. If you give out nothing, you'll get nothing in return. And one of the reasons why some of us may find it hard or difficult to ask people for things is because we haven't given anything to them. So in our minds, we're thinking, why would they give me anything when I've never given them anything? Subconsciously, it will mess you up because you're like, you understand the law. We all understand the law of giving to get. If you give, you will receive. But if you don't put out anything and you genuinely bankrupt the people around you, bankrupt them emotionally, bankrupt them financially, if you're always taking in your time of need, is there really going to be anyone? There will be, because there's nice people in the world. You're not even going to be able to ask them because you know in your mind you've never given them anything. Those who feed others will always be fed. Remember that. I personally have found my happiness to be the highest when I'm helping other people, when I'm thinking about others, when I'm thinking about how can I serve? How can I give more? And I've genuinely found my happiness to be the lowest when I'm only thinking about when I'm only thinking about Brini. What can Brini get today? And even if you go out into the shops today, people are scavengers. People are taking toilet roll for 365 days of lockdown. Like, people are only thinking about themselves. But I found my happiness to be the highest when I take my eyes off myself and extend a hand to help someone else, listen to somebody else's problem, reply a message back on Instagram, do something nice, give someone money, genuinely. And this might be controversial, but I will say one of the instant cures for low level depression is helping someone else, taking your eyes off someone else. And I want to come back round and say happiness is very, very simple. We complicate it so much. But happiness is so simple. You got to have good connections. Be connected. Don't live as an island. Have good connections. If you don't have any, build some. If you can't build some, pray to God that he'll give you some. But make sure that relationship with him is the most important. I really feel like this whole thing has come about to really get us connected back to God. We really need to connect back to our creator. We are nothing without him. Nobody. We can't have significance. We can't even have connection with other people unless we're connected to him. God is our source. God is our security. God is our significance. You really need to connect back to the source. And when you've connected back to the source, understand that the things that make you happy are not what the world says. You got to find happiness. What happiness mean to you? Happiness to me right now is me driving to my boyfriend's house and having some dinner with him, watching a movie. Simple, no phones, everything away. Happiness is personal. And if you keep thinking that these things outside is going to make you happy, you're constantly going to be chasing it. You're never going to be content. But really and truly, I want to say, find the thing that makes you happy and do more of it. That's the only way you're going to be happy. But make sure you're rich in real thing, not in the facade, not in the fake. Know what it means to you. So I definitely encourage you to write down 3 things that genuinely make you happy, 3 people that genuinely make you happy, and talk to them more, do the things that you love more. And I'll see you guys in my next video.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.